Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I'm not gonna write you a love song, 'cause you asked for it, 'cause you need one. You see, I'm not gonna write you a love song, 'cause you
love is in the air. 7 after the hour. It's a Doug, Jennifer, and Kara. Victoria is sick with that summer flu. Be out for a little while. So here we are, holding down the fort. I'm happy to tell you that I have just taken my Neo 40 capsule. I feel like I'm going to
feeling
have great
now?
Health. It's say who's your what?
I said, are you feeling good now?
I am. I'm feeling like I got the energy that I wanted. Not that I had a weakness of energy in the last hour, but I feel like I'm tuned up. All right, so there's some more good news today, Jen. The story of the free pantry in Fayetteville, Arkansas. The free pantry gives the community a place to donate food to people who are in need in Fayetteville. Concept very simple. Anybody can place or take items inside the pantry at any time of the day. This is the work of Jessica McLeod, who was inspired to build a free pantry after she noticed that free libraries were popping up everywhere in Fayetteville.
Aren't libraries
always free? She's a jogger, an athlete.
Well, don't you guys have any of those around you? They're the little, like the little cupboard.
Place to check
and
out
yeah,
books.
You can open it and anyone can
share
book or share
books.
One.
You know, I saw the coolest thing. Remember when I went out of town with my grandparents for my grandpa's birthday, and we were walking through the resort that we were staying at, just a little hotel, and there was a book sitting on the table, and we thought, oh, we should go turn this into Lost and Found. And on the cover, there was a post-it note that said, I'm here on purpose, I'm not lost, if you'd like me, borrow me, and then put me someplace else, and go online and let me know where I've been. And I thought that was the coolest thing. So people put these books all over the place, you can take them, and then you can travel, you can follow their journey online.
Very cool.
Not fun?
Nicely done. Yeah, this is very nicely done. There are people who are putting all kinds of things in there to nourish others. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, feminine hygiene products.
Very cool.
Diapers, bread, garden vegetables that people are bringing in from their own gardens to share with people. So now, apparently, there are other communities, and I'm telling you the story because I thought perhaps we could plant a seed. I wouldn't mind doing this here in Framingham, taking some of the things that have come out of the farm, out of the garden, people who have too much of one thing. You can share it. Put it in a little store, the free pantry. Maybe you can put it to work in your community. There are lots of people who now, I think, could be encouraged to build their own pantries. How much more you feel, this is one of those give back, or is it a pay ahead? I don't know whether it's pay ahead or
it's a little bit of both, but I love that.
Yeah. So it's called the Free Pantry in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Maybe we can post a little bit more about it to Kara on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah, definitely.
Continuing story, Twitter at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day. There is I suppose this would be considered good news. I hope it is. For many people. You remember last week, I didn't even talk about this on the air because these sorts of things are anathema to me. I don't see any reason to tell the story about the French priest. They got killed by the two Muslim teenagers. What I'm talking about today is that over the last couple of days, there have been many Catholic masses in France and Italy, and they have been attended by, according to the reports anyway, hundreds of Muslims going to these Catholic masses in show of support or solidarity with the French and the French Catholics. I thought, you see, there are people all the time who are saying, where are the Muslim leaders and why don't they speak out and why isn't there more support or why isn't there more anger being registered? And I think more and more there is a cry, I think attention, not a cry, but attention being paid to this problem. Do you agree? Am I the only one who thinks this? Or are we noticing that there, I don't know if it's a trend, but that there are these sorts of things. There's an exhibition of concern. I don't know if support is the right word, but I think concern,
concern's
yes.
Concern's a good word, yes.
Yeah, concern is a good word. But there is And I said this earlier, I was taken back last night when I was doing some shopping by the people and their dress, their garb at the local mall here. Lots of people who are Muslims who have moved into this area. And then I was taken back by, and I've said this, I think, before, mostly at Christmas time, you go walking around the malls, because I don't go to the malls. I just happen to go.
It's very rare for you to be in the mall, yeah.
I'm not in the malls, and I'm not normally a mall person, but I was in the mall last night picking up a few things, and the number of people who don't speak English floors me. Really, it just, I don't know if it's befuddling. It's not bad. It's just different. It's a wake-up to what the realities are in most areas of the country. I live in a suburban community that's 26 miles west of Boston, and there is a large Italian-American crowd that's been here since I was a kid. There is an Irish-American crowd that's been here since I was a kid. And now there is a group, a lot of Brazilians who live here, a lot of Puerto Ricans when I was a kid. They've all gone, and the Brazilians have moved in to that part of town. As a matter of fact, we have the largest population of Brazilians outside of Brazil, any place in the United States, in this town. 5,000-6,000 of them in this little village downtown. It's a very diverse community.
See, that's what kind of gets me. Maybe it's not politically correct, but there's something to assimilation that I think we saw years ago when people would come to this country and they would assimilate because they wanted to submerge themselves into American culture and they wanted to
fit.
Speak the language and they wanted to fit. And I think the dangerous thing that we're seeing right now is that people from all over are going to places all over, not just here, and they don't want to lose their original identity, which I understand, but
that's
so much so that they don't
fit in.
And you know, that was the glaring thing when I went to the Czech Republic and they were being hit with this idea that they were going to get 1,000 Syrian refugees, and they were so upset because they said these groups of people do not want to become Czechs. They want to stay to themselves, and that's when it's dangerous. That's when you have
people,
these little neighborhoods
you.
Pop up. It's sad because we're supposed to be a melting pot, and we're supposed to be...
Well, we become a mosaic.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is now.
Yeah. All right.
That's a good way to put it.
Something to deal with, something to think about as we work our way through the day, quarter past the hour.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Sturgis.
Layman Town.
Andy Cheyenne, Wyoming. Great day to be in Sturgis, South Dakota.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. When Sturgis locals served lunch.
1974. Everything was in the city park. The people of Sturgis would come down and set up hamburgers and hot dogs. What we see today is so different than what it was back in the 70s. Just a lot of fun in the park, and it was pretty crazy.
Crazy.
They'd pull the bus up, and girls would dance on the bus. Sometimes they had to get their husbands or boyfriends out of jail. If they danced naked, that was fine. If they didn't, well, it was good, too.
Object.
Making money.
Bikers.
20,000 people at the most. That was a big crowd.
American Biker Minute.
Everybody camped, partied right there at City Park.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green. Manhattan Project scientists speak about the true safety of nuclear power plants. It's next. Think Green is sponsored by Service Magic. Furnace need repair? House need cleaning? Get access to top-rated remodelers, handymen, roofers, and more. Log on to renovatenow.servicemagic.com. That's renovatenow.servicemagic.com. Harrison with you. Governments regulate risky industrial systems such as nuclear power plants in hopes of making them less risky. Recent history is rife with major disasters accompanied by failed regulation, ignored warnings, and commonplace human error. Normal accidents will inevitably occur in these complex, tightly coupled systems of modern society, resulting in the kind of unpredictable cascading disaster seen at Fukushima. Some systems, like nuke plants with catastrophic potential, are just too dangerous to exist because they simply cannot be made safe regardless of human effort.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
So what happens when you fill up your brain with useless trivia? You get a surprising benefit. So what happens when you fill up your brain with useless information, you know, like trivia or Star Trek information or even everything there is to know about every sports team in the world? What do you get? A surprising benefit. Here's the brain science of it. Remember how your mother warned you to stop reading all those comic books because you'd fill up your brain? Well, bad advice. It seems the more useless information you learn, the bigger your long-term memory and the easier it becomes to learn to use new things. The more information you have stored in long-term memory, the easier it is to link new learning with old learning. The result? A surprising memory that's the envy of all.
And in your own nerdy way, you're kind of cool.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Useless trivia is a hook on which to hang really useful knowledge. Drop me an email at drbuff.com.
17 after the hour, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen, the people who are worried about the Zika virus. Those of you in Florida, this is the headline in the Miami papers and the Tampa papers and the Orlando papers. Zika! Zika! Look out for Zika!
It even sounds bad.
Zika! All right, so 14 people, according to health officials, have been infected with the virus in a northern neighborhood in Miami. Zika! Spreading around Latin America and the Caribbean. Zika! Spreads through mosquitoes, or if you have sex with somebody that's infected. Symptoms aren't that bad unless you're pregnant. The virus has been linked to severe birth defects in newborns. So the CDC yesterday told pregnant women to stay away from Miami.
Good advice, right?
But not necessarily just for that. But yeah, look out for the Zika. Okay, other health items. This is the dumbest. This is, again, we're back to the dumb government. Yesterday, the United States something or other health agency said it's not necessary to floss.
Really?
Now, I don't know about you, but every time I have salmon or spinach,
salmon.
It gets caught in my, let's see, it's 1, 2, 3, 4th tooth, the space between the fourth and the fifth tooth on my upper side.
Man, yeah. Apples and popcorn are the worst for me.
Yep, apples, popcorn,
bad,
perfect
yeah.
Examples. So these morons are saying the federal government yesterday, quote unquote, dropped its guidance as to whether or not to use dental floss. So I don't know why I need the government to tell me that a piece of dental floss is going to help me get the salmon that's caught between my fourth and fifth tooth out. I have found flossing to be very helpful for the health of my gums.
Well, yeah, I don't understand the benefit of dropping this, because it's not like, I mean, unless you were, you know, wrapping floss around your teeth and ripping your teeth out, like, it's not bad for you.
Right.
It can only be good.
Yeah. But yet that's what these people, they spend, that's how your tax dollars are being used.
Yeah, the World Health Organization. Thank
right.
you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The use of dental floss not backed up by scientific proof. Well, you know that. You can say that for, there's a lot of supplements in question. When we do our Good Day Health Hour in a couple of hours, those of you who want to stick around, listen to us talk with Dr. Jack Stockwell about this report in the Consumer Reports magazine this week about how bad supplements are, and to differentiate between supplements that are synthetic and those that are natural, that come from food, real food. But these people, I'm beginning to really question Consumer Reports and who's paying for this stuff, because I begin to see a trend here that disturbs me about the way they and because they don't take advertising, they take support. And I want to see if the drug companies are giving support to Consumer Reports. I'm beginning to think that maybe that is the case, and that's why these stories are coming out.
Well,
it's
I've
nonsense.
Always found them untrustworthy, because when a different report comes out every week with a different, you know, oh, this is bad for you, oh, and the next week it's good for you,
I find that a little suspicious.
Drink coffee, don't drink coffee. Drink, you know, eat lettuce, don't eat lettuce. It's always like 10 different
things. Take drugs, don't take drugs.
Yeah, don't take drugs.
21 after the hour.
Please.